Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We want to talk about celebrating the one and not getting so focused on the nine. And where that came from is that, you know, in Luke 17, we find that there was 10 lepers who had some serious situation. They had leprosy, and they were basically quarantined. When you have leprosy, this is a disease that eats away at your skin. I mean, it's horrible. Right. They still have lepers today in certain areas, of my understanding, and it's contagious. And basically in verse 11, 17 verse 11 says, "Now on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee, and as he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him, and they stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, 'Jesus, Master, have pity on us.'" And they screamed this, you know. "And when he saw them, he said, 'Go, show yourselves to the priests.' And as they went, they were cleansed." There's a lot today. We're going to talk about that. And one of them went, when he saw that he was healed, came back praising God in a loud voice, and he threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Think about this. I mean, here are these guys. They have leprosy. They can't, you know, they're just hanging out with each other because that's all they have. They have this disease. And Jesus, they cry out for the Lord to heal them. And Jesus doesn't say, "Be healed." He says, "Go show yourself to the priests." Interesting. Go show yourself to the priests. And so the Bible tells us, think about it. I mean, this is the equivalent of you being sick, dog sick, flu. You know, flus are pretty bad, you know. Flus are pretty bad.
Flu. Leprosy and flu.
Leprosy. Let me see. You know? Well, it's almost like the purse thing, but you know. We won't mention
that. I don't know
what
he's talking about. You have a point there.
I have a point.
He's trying to keep that man guard.
So you're hurt, right? You're sick. You're in the bed. You're just awful, you know? I've been there before, and you just can't peel yourself out. But it's almost like someone telling you, get out of bed. Get out of bed. And go to work, you know, get out of bed and just go. And so instead they were told not to go to work, but go see the priest because at that time, you know, part of what they needed to do to show that they were ceremonial clean was that they needed to go to the priest and the priest would give them some instruction on what they needed to do before they can enter the camp. Well, Jesus was telling them to go show themselves to the priest, but healed people show themselves to the priest. They weren't healed. So what did they need to do? They needed to act upon faith. I mean, it was already done. He didn't even have to say, "Go, be healed." He just said, "Just go. Just,
right.
just
it
go.
It was their act of faith that caused it.
Absolutely. So they start walking, and then in this process, they become healed. But one of them comes back.
Only one.
Yeah. And says, "Wait a second. I'm healed." And he goes back to thank Jesus. And it's just so important. The Lord says, "Wasn't there 10 of you guys? Wasn't there 10? Yeah. And then the guy says, "Well, you know, I'm paraphrasing. I'm here. You know, wasn't there 10 of you guys got healed?" And he says, "You know, I'm here." Then he said, "Look," he says, Jesus asked, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except the foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well."
Wow.
And the thing about it is that, you know, Jesus didn't sweat the 9. You know, he didn't say, "What is this? I healed all 10 of you guys and only one of you came back." He said, "Oh, it's all good. It's all good." And he rewarded and he praised the Samaritan, the foreigner. Think about it. The foreigner recognized. And I think about the gentleman from Sri Lanka who told me, He's new to this country, and he says, "I feel like I'm a more American than some people that have, you know,
actually born here.
Yeah, lineage for years and decades in here, and I feel more American." And here this Samaritan says, "Man, I got to go back and praise God and go back and tell Jesus what happened." And it got me to thinking about how so many times, you know, there's all type of situations happening around in your life, and maybe people that you know, as you continue to grow in life and you have more relationships, you're not just aware of some of the, and if you're in ministry, not some of the things that are going on in your own life, but then you're aware of the things that are going on in other people's lives and things that are not going well and that they need God for, and you're standing in the gap and praying for them. So there are things that you're carrying in your own heart, in your own life, in your own family, and there are things that you're carrying that going on in other people's lives and in other people's families. And if you're not careful, you'll start looking at some of the things that are happening in this world. You'll start looking at some of the things that are happening, you know, in your life and the lives of others, and you'll get caught up in the negative. You'll get caught up in the bad situation, mm-hmm. and you'll fail to recognize that there's something good right in front of your face. Jesus did not spend more than a second acknowledging the fact that there was 9 other people that didn't come back and celebrate the fact that they were healed. He didn't waste more than a second. He focused on the one and said, hey, it was your faith that healed you. Mm-hmm. Rise. Hey,
right. Mm-hmm.
Go on, my man. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
Go on, live and be merry. And that's what we need to do. We need to follow the Lord's example that, you know, oftentimes people add their misery on an adding machine, but they count God's blessing on their hand, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
And it should be the other way around. We should be counting God's blessing on our adding machine and looking for ways to celebrate and to point out and to have a heart of gratitude mm-hmm. towards the things that God has done for you, right. not the things mm-hmm. that may have not happened to you.
Mm-hmm.
Understand that just because your situation hasn't changed doesn't mean God fell asleep or mm-hmm. God didn't hear your screaming or your begging right. or your crying or no. Everything that happens in your life is Father-filtered. God allowed it to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And believe me, there is a purpose for it all. And the Bible tells us that even what the enemy meant for evil, God will turn for good. And so I want to encourage all of us to not be distracted by those things that try to mm-hmm. pull us away. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it makes me think, just thinking about that whole encounter, is that the one man's gratitude, he had the fullness of that joy and that healing that the other 9 could have just continued to walk in that when we focus on that healing, when we focus on, like you're saying, the one thing in front of us.
Being grateful.
Being grateful, it far outweighs the little things that we tend to elevate and we think it's so important, or we get focused on, well, this isn't, well, that isn't, well, this didn't. And it's just like when we focus on what God did, what God has done, how God has moved in our lives, you're like, well, all those things really don't matter.
Yeah.
Because of this, because of what God has already done. And it's just like the one outweighs the 9.
Yeah, you think about it in Luke 15, you know, there's 3 parables that come to mind, you know, that are actually in there.
Mm-hmm.
One about, you know, the shepherd has 100 sheep, but he loses the one. He's going after that one. He's focused on the one. He's not sidetracked on the multitude. It's always about the one. The woman who lost that one coin, she's sweeping up and looking all over the place, but she's excited to find the one coin. And then you go on to hear about the man that had 2 sons, and he loses the one son, and he's happy and he's rejoiced that the one son comes back. Listen, even the Bible says that heaven rejoices over one sinner
mm-hmm.
who repents and turns to God. And we just got to be appreciative for that.
Mm-hmm.
Because as I just think about what's happening in the world and you just survey different lands, and I've had the opportunity to meet different people and hear their stories and see what they went through. When I heard that, you know, a man didn't have electricity in his home till he was 19 years. His parents didn't have electricity. He didn't have electricity in his home till he was 19. He left his home early.
Mm-hmm.
But it was until he was 27 that his parents had electricity in their home.
Oh, wow.
He had electricity in his home before his parents did. And he started talking to me about the poverty in this nation. And he said, listen, When people's economy raises up, for many years my parents didn't have electricity. But now when the country is developing and prosperity is coming, guess what? They have a power bill now. And their life is being consumed with making sure that they can pay a power bill.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Things that we take for granted. And so it's like, wow, a lot of things that we have that maybe could be problematic in our life, Is it because we've overstuffed our life with things and trappings? It's like, man, I have another. What's your problem? Man, my Maserati won't work again. Is that a problem? Is that, you know what I'm saying?
Really?
My jet skis are down again. You know, it's like, it helps us to refocus and have a perspective on the things that do matter. And I look at a time, you know, my kids like to laugh at me because I like this show.
That's easy to do.
Well, I like this show. Remember the Waltons? I like that show, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, Dad, who lives like that anymore? I said, listen, there was a time where things were so much more simpler and so much easier, and where people just really enjoyed each other and respected each other, and there was a high value in being able to have interpersonal communication and really genuinely finding out, hey, how are you doing today? Mm-hmm. I believe that we can return back to that day where we don't have all the trappings and all the things that go wrong and all our devices that break down and ruin our whole mood. We can say, listen, I'm going to celebrate. There's beautiful sun out. I'm going to celebrate the flowers in the air. I'm going to celebrate that I have life, that I'm not in a hospital, that I have five fingers on each hand and five toes on each feet, and that I can breathe and not be sidetracked by the negative things. God is good. He has blessed us. And I'm going to enjoy today, and I'm not going to worry about tomorrow because, hey, tomorrow can handle itself. All I'm interested in is dealing with today.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.